The Burt Show.
All right, we've been asking you guys for weeks now to go ahead and email us, especially you Burt Show listeners, and tell us about your dad. And if we think that he's the coolest dad, just like you do, then what we'll do is we'll have you come on in here, and we'll have you read your Father's Day letter to Dad, and we'll give you $1,500 to spend at BrandSmart, which is a boatload of money.
Yes. That is a cool Father's Day gift right there.
So Sammy is in here right now. How you doing, Sammy?
Good.
You know what BrandSmart is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? How far $1,500 can stretch at BrandSmart?
Yes.
You can have everything on the left side of the store.
Okay. What do you think your dad would get?
4,500 toaster ovens.
What do you think he would get if he went to BrandSmart?
I don't know.
He could pick out anything he wanted. What does your dad like to do?
I don't know.
Like TVs, cooking, iPods,
he could
music.
He could get everything in that well, you know, where you have to walk down the steps, but you can't take your cart down there. That's the special section.
Right. How about like a big screen TV?
We already have one of those.
Oh, okay. Oh. And we picked the wrong kid.
How about a better big screen TV?
There you go.
Yeah.
Like, how big is your big screen?
I don't know.
This big?
Yeah.
It's what, 50-something inches? 55 inches.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, sweet.
We could do better than that.
Well, Dad would put one in the bathroom that was that big.
You can never go wrong there. Know that now. You can never go wrong with a bigger TV for your dad,
right.
Okay? Tell us a little bit more about your dad. Why is he so special?
Because he gets up every morning to make sure I have a house and food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
We bet we get up earlier. If you want to give us something.
Yeah, I could use a big screen TV. Mine's not nearly as big as yours.
Okay, guys, seriously.
What?
It's about her dad now, okay? This is not
Oh, is that what she's here for?
Yeah.
I forget. You have a whole bunch of your friends that are listening right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? What school?
Snowville Middle.
Yeah? Who's the coolest kid in that school right now?
Me.
You're damn
right. That's right.
That's right. You sure are.
Okay, so here's how this will work. We will call your dad here in just a couple of minutes. And we're not going to tell him that you've got the $1,500 to spend at BrandSmart. You can tell him that when you get off the radio, okay? You can surprise him with all that. But we'll call him.
You tell him you saved up. You just bought that certificate
with
your allowance.
That's right.
Did an extra chore.
Yeah. Milk him. You don't need to know the truth. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story sometimes, okay? So that's how we'll do this.
That's Bert's fatherly advice.
Right. I have passed that down for my children. Jenna, come on up here for a second. We're going to get moms in on this here also. Come on, just for a second.
Here you go.
Don't be shy.
Come on. Come here, Mom.
Tell us a little bit about Jim that we're going to be calling here in a second.
Well, he's a hard worker. He works for a big plumbing company down here in Atlanta, and right now he's remodeling the VA hospital.
Oh, cool. Oh,
that's amazing. Actually, right now he's in an asbestos class. So.
Okay. An asbestos class.
Yeah, because up in the ceiling tiles there's asbestos. And for him to pull them down to do the plumbing, he has to take this class.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because that VA building's pretty old, so yeah.
All right. So you may know him a little bit better. So what do you think he's going to do with all this money at BrandSmart?
I don't know. He pretty much already buys what he wants, so... Probably a laptop or something, or a new computer.
Okay. I got everything there. I mean, BrandSmart, he thinks he has everything, but he doesn't.
It doesn't, man, because you don't know the stuff that you really want or really need until you walk into that place.
And there's everything. It's like Christmas every day.
It takes a while to go through that store because all the neon signs, I have ADD, so I'm all over the place. Refrigerators,
cameras,
laptops, phones,
everything.
Check it all out.
So what we're going to do now here, Sammy, we have been asking for weeks for Burt Show listeners to give us a call. And what they're doing this week is we're calling them up, dads up, and they will read their letters to their fathers for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to call your dad right now. You got this, Jeff?
Yeah. I have magic calling potion, so he's already there.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hi, you are on the radio right now.
Fantastic. Why am I on the radio?
Good morning. Good
morning.
That generally isn't a good thing, is it?
Why don't you tell us why you think you're on the radio?
Don't confess anything. It's for very good reason here. Your daughter is in studio with this morning. You want to say hi to Sammy?
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
And obviously, it's Father's Day coming up here, and Sammy wrote us a letter about you, and she would like to take this time to read you that letter.
Okay.
Go for it.
To the best dad in the world, you have been with me since the day I was born. Throughout the hard times and the easy times, the sad times and the happy times, you are always there for me. You have taught me many things, how to swim, how to throw and catch a ball, and even how to fix a toilet. You have done the simple things for me, like reaching something on the top shelf when I was too small to reach it, and making me soup when I was sick. You get up at 4 in the morning just to make sure I have food on the table and a roof over my head and a bed to sleep on. I love you for being you. Sometimes I think you're being too hard on me or just not being fair, but I know it's because you care about me and you don't want anything to happen to your little girl. So I thank you for everything you've done for me already and everything you may do for me in the future. You may not even realize half the stuff you've done for me, but I want you to know it means a lot to me. Thank you, and I love you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Pretty cool, huh, Jim?
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. We were trying to tell people earlier this morning, we were taking calls, and we had Dad's call up to give advice on what you can get your dad for Father's Day. And time again, it's like words. Mm-hmm. Like, you think that Mom wants to hear the words, but it's no different. Dad wants to hear them also, right?
Right.
Well, you're getting all choked up, aren't you?
That moved me quite a bit. Yeah. I'm a pretty strict dad, and I didn't know that was in there.
Oh, that's cool.
Aww.
Well, that's real cool.
You're doing a good job.
Well, we're loading up Sammy with some stuff before she takes off, and she'll tell you about it later. But she just wanted to call and tell you that you're a great dad.
Fantastic. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Have a great Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have a sweet dad.
Dads get choked up.
You get big time points right there because he was tearing up right there.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
I heard him tearing
Making
up right there.
Making a grown man cry. Not easy to do, but you did it. Good job.
Great job. Really good job. How old are you?
12.
12. Great job. Thanks for coming.
12-year-old girl who knows how to fix a toilet.
That's right.
That's
yeah.
Right there.
Go get him, girl.
Thanks for coming in, you guys. Appreciate it.
Here, Bird Show.